and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we are doing our fun facts article this month. So we learned a lot of fun facts about voting yesterday. And don't worry, we have a lot of fun facts about voting for you today. One interesting fact that I found is that people in the country Estonia, that's near Russia, it's right next to Russia, can vote online.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's super convenient.
It is. So in most countries, you have to go to a special place, you have to line up, then you'll have a computer, like in this machine that you can press your vote for, but it's a lot of work and, you know, sometimes people have to take work off and you might not be able to get there. But in Estonia, you can just vote at home on your computer.
Nice. Mm-hmm. In Taiwan, too, on the weekends, we have to go into wherever we registered at. Mm-hmm. So if you live really far from your address of registration, you have to go all the way to that
all
city.
All the way there.
Very early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Cast your paper ballot. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can do online voting.
I think in the future, it will probably all be online. But right now, not so much.
All right, we have another fact for you. In Brazil, Austria, Nicaragua, and Argentina, you can vote once you turn 16. Mm. Wow, that's really early.
It is really young.
What's the voting age in Canada?
18.
Yes, yeah, here.
I think that's pretty
standard,
normal.
Yeah.
All right, here's one more before we start. Here it says Queen Elizabeth, that's the queen in England, is allowed to vote, but she usually chooses not to because she wants to show that she's fair to all the candidates, right? So she's allowed to vote, but she doesn't. All right, well, let's find out what today's voting fun fact is all about. Let's get started.
Reading.
Fun facts. Astronauts have the exciting job of exploring space. They leave Earth far behind to carry out important missions for their countries. However, do they have a say in what happens in their nations while they're away? In fact, in the U.S., they do. Since 1996, American astronauts have been able to vote from light years away. The idea of voting from space was first considered thanks to American astronaut John Blaha. Blaha was working on a NASA spacecraft in September 1996. As a result, he missed voting in that year's presidential election. He made it clear that he was upset about the situation. He felt he could never be too far from Earth to care about what happened in his country. News of the problem reached Texas Senator Mike Jackson. In response, Jackson proposed changing the current voting law once and for all. That year, the U.S. government passed a bill that allows astronauts to file electronic ballots from space. Since then, no matter where American astronauts' journeys take them, their voices can still be heard.
So the first part of the article says astronauts have the exciting job of exploring space.
I like this article already.
So we're talking about astronauts. What's that? So it's the person who is trained to travel in the spacecraft. Mm-hmm. So you'll see astronauts dressed in white, in the spacesuit. It's really cool. So one of the really famous astronauts you might have heard of is Neil Armstrong. So he was commander of the spaceship Apollo 11. And this is like a big piece of history.
All right, we do know that some astronauts have even made it to the moon, which is pretty cool. All right, so these astronauts, they get to explore space. Now, this verb explore means that you travel around that area in order to learn about more about it. So these astronauts, they get to travel into space to learn more about space. And if you travel to a new country, you might want to explore or walk around and learn more about that country, the people who live there, and what its history is.
All right, so mm-hmm. then the next sentence says, they leave Earth far behind to carry out important missions for their countries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so of course a mission is just like a job that you have to do. Someone gives you an order, go do this thing, and that's your mission. You have to finish that thing for your mission. It also says here in the article, however, do they have a say in what happens in their nations while they're away? So what we're asking here is, do astronauts get to vote, basically? If they're in space, can they vote?
Ooh, that's a good question,
right?
Yeah. In fact, in the U.S., they do.
Ooh.
Since 1996, mm-hmm. American astronauts have been able to vote from light years away.
Mm.
Wow. So we might be thinking, what is a light year? That mm-hmm. sounds really far because they're in space, right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, the definition is this is something that equals basically the distance light travels in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a light year is a really long distance
mm-hmm.
or a great amount or mm-hmm. super far away.
Right. Now, here's an interesting fact about light years. The moon is actually only a light second away.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It takes 1.25 seconds for light to reach Earth from the moon. So I don't think our astronauts are really a light year away, but it seems like a light year away for us because it is so far, right? It's
yeah,
so far up
that's
there.
That's a good way to describe mm-hmm. if you want to say something's really far. Oh, that's light years away.
I'm never going there. Oh, when you're tired and you're on the couch and maybe you want a snack, but the fridge is way over there. You say, it's light years away. I'm not getting a snack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you say, somebody bring me a snack. Hopefully it works.
Yeah.
All right, well, we continue on in the article. It says, the idea of voting from space was first considered thanks to American astronaut John Blaha. Now, I hope I'm saying that name right. I've never seen this last name before.
Yeah, me neither. So it says, Blaha was working on a NASA 是美国的太空总署 spacecraft in September 1996. So
okay.
NASA is basically the space station of America.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the word spacecraft. We talked about astronauts. Astronauts fly in the spacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Spacecraft is basically like the car in space.
Okay.
Your vehicle or machine used when you travel. We can also say spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going on wheels, they fly through space.
Exactly. Okay, so this astronaut, John Blaha, was in the spacecraft. He was in space when they had the election in the U.S. And it says here, as a result, he missed voting in that year's presidential election.
Ooh.
Now, a presidential election, we're using this adjective presidential to describe something that's related to a president, of course. Now, in this case, we're saying that the election that he missed was to find a new president. Now, if the election were for a mayor, we couldn't use the word presidential. We'd have to use mayoral, which is spelled M-A-Y-O-R-A-L.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So the presidential election's super important. So if he's in space and he really cares about it, he would be really upset.
Mm-hmm.
So the article says he made it clear that he was upset about the situation. So
mm-hmm.
we mentioned this word twice. If you're upset, it means you're pretty disappointed. You're not happy.
No.
Or you're just worried.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
So Blaha wasn't happy that he missed voting in the election because maybe he really cared about the politics and thought that it would be really important that he contributed his vote.
Exactly. We did say that one vote can have a big effect, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So especially if it's one vote for everyone,
right,
that affects a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So our example sentence here says, I didn't mean to make you upset. Can I make it up to you?
Mm-hmm. You don't want to make people unhappy.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's continue on in the article and find out what he felt, why he felt upset. It said, he felt he could never be too far from Earth to care about what happened in his country.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So we used actually quite a confusing grammar point in that sentence with the word never. So let's take a quick break to find out more about it. All right, we did say that this grammar point is a bit tricky. We're using the word never to show the opposite of what the adjective we're using is. So when we use the word can with the word never be too adjective, you're actually telling someone the opposite feeling. So let's look at some examples without the word never first. Here the example is, you can be too careful. Now, of course, it's a good thing to be careful, right? That sentence tells us that it is possible to be too careful. Now, that seems silly. So what we're going to do is we're going to add the word never, and this will give it the opposite meaning. We're saying that it's not possible to be too careful. That's exactly what we want. Here's another example. You can be too prepared for a camping trip. Now, that doesn't seem right either. You want to be prepared for a camping trip, not unprepared. So we add the word never to give it the opposite meaning. You can never be too prepared for a camping trip. That means that you'll have all the things you need. So if we go back to that sentence and say, you can never be too far away to care about your elections, what we're saying is that he actually cared a lot about these elections. He says, even though I'm very far away, I still care a lot about the election.
And of course, we know that he's an astronaut, so he's very important to the U.S. government.
Exactly.
So he complained. Right. So what happened? The article says, news of the problem reached Texas Senator Mike Jackson. So Senator is somebody who works in the U.S. government. Now, this is somebody that belongs to the legislative branch of the government, which is the part of the government that makes all the laws.
Right.
So as a senator, his or her job is to represent the people living in his state, his or her state, in the United States Senate, which is the part of the government they work for. So basically, if you're in this job, you have to write and vote on new laws. In America, we call these new laws bills.
All right, so this senator in Texas found out that Blaha was unhappy, and so he did something about it. It says, in response, Jackson proposed changing the current voting law once and for all.
Wow, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal. All right, so let's look at the phrase, in response to something. We use this phrase, in response to something, to give an answer to something, basically. So John Blaha was upset that he couldn't vote. Mike Jackson has an answer or a response for Blaha, and that is to change the law. Here's another way to use it. In response to your question in the letter, I'm sorry to say that I won't be visiting you this year.
Oh, I'm so sad. So here we also have another word, which is the verb propose. When we talk about proposing a law, we're going to put it forward or suggest it so that it can be considered by other people. So you can either propose a suggestion for a new law, or you can propose to change it. So if you write this proposal up in a formal document, the noun form is that proposal. Okay, so we have our example sentence here. The mayor proposed a plan for a new bridge.
Okay, maybe the city needs a new bridge. They put it out there for the people to decide. Okay, so we also saw that the senator wanted to propose making a change to current voting law. So at the time, current voting law was that astronauts couldn't vote. All right, so current describes something that's happening or existing right now. So at that time, right now, they couldn't vote. Now, the current law right now is that they can. Now, here's an example sentence for current. The current weather is rainy, so don't forget your umbrella.
Oh, that sounds like every day in Taiwan. Okay, so we also have the phrase once and for all. If something happens once and for all, it means that it happens completely or finally, and there's going to be no change to it. So basically, the Senator Jackson, he wants to change the law and make it official once and for all. So we have our example sentence here, which says, we have to resolve this matter once and for all.
And once you do, you won't have to think about it again. All right, well, let's continue on and see what happened. Did he make it work? It says, that year, the U.S. government passed a bill that allows astronauts to file electronic ballots from space.
Cool.
So he did. He made this work. So we did talk about the word bill a bit before. Let's talk about it more now. Okay, so this word bill is a noun, and when you want to pass a law, you have to write a bill that explains what the law is for and how it will be used. Now, the lawmakers who write the bill discuss the bill first and then decide to make it into the law or not. Here's an example sentence. Some Taiwanese lawmakers are working on a new marriage bill to include same-sex couples. All right, so we saw that the senator was working on a bill and they passed this bill to file electronic ballots from space. What are they doing when they file?
All right, so file is a verb. When we file a document, we usually talk about putting it in a box, organizing it in a particular order. But when we file a ballot, that means to send in a ballot, so we can cast our ballot. So the astronauts can easily vote from space or file a vote from space. So we have our example sentence, which says, he is submitting the paperwork to file for divorce. Okay. So notice we can also file for a law to happen. In this case, divorce is changing the law. So we talk about file when it's related to laws or important documents.
Okay, so we know now that all astronauts can vote in space because of this new law. It says here, since then, no matter where American astronauts' journeys take them, their voices can still be heard. So even if they go to Mars, they can still vote. But that's what we're talking about, a journey. No matter where their journeys take them. A journey is a long trip from one place to another. So, of course, when you travel from Earth to the space station, that's a long journey, right? It's a long trip to get there. And even though they're all far away in space, they can still vote. Here's another example sentence for journey. Tell me all about your journey through Australia. So what that means is that a person took a long trip through Australia. Maybe they were traveling for 3 or 4 months, which would be a really fun trip to take. But we've come to the end of our fun facts article for today. So let's finish off with our For You chat question.
For You chat.
All right, so welcome to our For You chat. We have our question here, which says, do you think you would care about voting in your country's elections if you were away for a long time? Why or why not?
Okay,
well, so this is a good question for you because you've been away from your country for a long time.
That's true. So in Taiwan, some people can vote in Canada and some people can't. And there's rules to which Canadians can vote in a Canadian election if you live far away. And so the rule is, if you are from Canada but you're living somewhere else, you have to have lived somewhere else for less than 5 years to still be able to vote. Or if you work for the Canadian government but you don't live in Canada, you can always vote. So the rule, according to the rules right now, I'm not allowed to vote in Canada because I've been away for more than 5 years.
Really?
But, wow. Yeah, but the question is, do you think you'd care if you were away for a long time? And the answer to that is yes, I do still care about voting. And because I can't vote, when it does come time to voting, it does make me a little upset that I'm not allowed. Especially in the last elections, I really wanted to vote and they wouldn't let me. So, yeah, I think, you know, some people are different. I do know some people who don't really care anymore, but I do still care about the politics in my home country. So, I think it's different for each people. So, yeah. You've got to think about that. If you moved to the U.S., would you still care about the politics in Taiwan? That's a good question to think about for our students. So.
Yeah, so you guys can discuss this. And I know that in Taiwan, a lot of people care about voting, but there are a lot of people who don't care about it at all.
Okay.
Personally, I actually, for the last presidential election, because we have a female president now, I flew back from Hong Kong day before so that I could cast the vote.
Interesting.
I thought it was really important in our society that this change could happen.
Interesting.
So Please discuss with your friends whether or not you would care, or do you care even now, and why or why not? What kinds of laws do you care about?
All right, well, that's all we have time for today. You guys can go and talk about this now, but we're going to say goodbye. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
Bye-bye.
Fun facts. Astronauts have the exciting job of exploring space. They leave Earth far behind to carry out important missions for their countries. However, do they have a say in what happens in their nations while they're away? In fact, in the U.S., they do. Since 1996, American astronauts have been able to vote from light years away. The idea of voting from space was first considered thanks to American astronaut John Blaha. Blaha was working on a NASA spacecraft in September 1996. As a result, he missed voting in that year's presidential election. He made it clear that he was upset about the situation. He felt he could never be too far from Earth to care about what happened in his country. News of the problem reached Texas Senator Mike Jackson. In response, Jackson proposed changing the current voting law once and for all. That year, the U.S. government passed a bill that allows astronauts to file electronic ballots from space. Since then, no matter where American astronauts' journeys take them, their voices can still be heard.
Vocabulary Review.
Upset. Ivy was really upset when her dog died last week. Propose. In the meeting, the manager proposed raising the product's prices. Current. In its current state, the car isn't worth very much. If you repair it, you could sell it for more. Bill. A bill was passed in 2013 to support public education in the U.S. File. As a reporter, Patrick needs to file his stories at 4 p.m. every day. Journey. I met a lot of nice people on my journey to Taitung.